Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
It's
really nice to see everybody here. It's a big group, much bigger group than I'm used to, but it's the Lord's word. So for Lord's table, I wanted to think about, or I was thinking about Christ as a Passover, and I was 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 7. And in there, Paul's talking about immorality, how immorality can defile the church, speaking specifically about sexual immorality. And 1 Corinthians 5, 7 says, "Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." And I just read that, and I thought that fit really well with what we're talking about. There's been a lot of discussion about being a new man and making us new in Ephesians 4. And just that you may be a new lump, using the leaven, but making us a new lump, a new person. And that we are indeed unleavened. We are indeed set apart because of Christ our Passover, who was sacrificed for us. So I want to think about the Passover lamb, and I want to think about Jesus as the Passover. So I was just thinking about in Exodus what the Passover was and what happened. So everyone's heard everyone knows the story, but the Passover was when the Israelites were saved, when the angel of death came, and as the final plague of the Egyptians, the angel of death came, and only those who had slain the Passover lamb in the correct way and done it exactly correct and then put the blood on their doorposts, only they were saved. So it must have been a terrible night thinking about that with just that, how awful that would have been, but those who were behind the door and behind that blood were saved. And Exodus 12:5, it says, talking about the lamb, it says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male from the first year. You may take it from the sheep or of the goats." And then it says, "It must be perfect." In Leviticus 20:20-21, talking a bit more about the animals for sacrifice, it says, "It must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it." So that's Jesus Christ. He's perfect, and he's our sacrifice. He's the only one. Amen. So God saved the Israelites by the blood of the Passover lamb. That's the only reason they were saved. They weren't any better than the rest of them, but they were saved by that blood. And they couldn't have been saved if they hadn't taken that. Same way with us. We are saved only by the blood of Christ. There's no other way. And we're washed in the blood. So Romans 10:12-13, "For there is not distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So for us, when we call on the Lord, we're washed in that blood, and we have that blood to save us. But looking at that, the Passover was a foreshadowing, showing what was to come with Jesus. But it was just Moses and the Passover; they were just a foreshadowing. But this is all completed in Christ through the Lamb. So Romans 8:3, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh." On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So it was fulfilled through Christ. So I just want to think about that as we take the Lord's table today, as we take the blood and the body. Think about the sacrifice that he made and the death that he made on the cross, and the fact that he had to die and he had to suffer for us to be free. But then I also want us to think about that that's not the end. And in the end, Jesus is still called the Lamb of God. And in Revelation, there's a lot of discussion about the Lamb of God, and we'll see the Lamb of God. In Revelation 5:6, "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, spirits of God sent out into all the earth." And then Revelation 7:17, "For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them into living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Amen. I think about the Lamb shepherding us and leading us into fountains of living water. Revelation 19:9, "Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." So called to the marriage supper. And then Revelation 21 and 22 and 23, it talks about, as the writer of Revelation, is when he saw the new Jerusalem coming down, and he said there was no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and the city has no need of lights, for the Lamb and God are there to shine and to shine upon us. So, again, as we take the elements, I just want everybody to think about the sacrifice and what that took for us. But then I also want everybody to remember Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. But he had to endure it. So let's think about that as we take it. I'll say a prayer, and then we'll pass out the elements, and then let's hold the elements, and then we'll take them all together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gathering together. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for his blood and his body that was broken and shed for us. Lord, I just pray that we would all examine ourselves and think about the cost, what it costs, Lord, for us to be free. Thank you for your truth and for your word. Thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.